Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 11, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, I will make my prayer to thee. And what follows, Psalter 11, the first three stanzas. Out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 4. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Genesis 4. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any find in him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. And he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehuyael, and Mehuyael begat Methuselah, and Methuselah begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, She hath appointed me an other seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos, Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord. We hope to remember in prayer the families of Mrs. Nella Vandenberg and the family Denbok with the death of the 6-day-old son of Mr. and Mrs. Ellen and Kalenin Denbok, Theo Rylan, of the Lethbridge congregation. Mr. and Mrs. Rex and Marilyn Vandenberg, Mr. and Mrs. Jan and Evelyn Clock, and Mr. and Mrs. Ben and Petula Blumet and further family, with the death of their brother, Mr. Gerald Vandenberg, yesterday morning at the age of 51 years. Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who has again been admitted to the Calgary Hospital, and Mr. Timon Vandenhazel, who was 3 days in the Lethbridge Hospital, who underwent surgery to remove liver stones this past week. He may be home again. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our most merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee on this cold winter morning that the doors of thy house have been opened and we may have the opportunity to place ourselves under thy word and eternal testimony. And then when we look in the realm of nature, then we have many matters to meditate upon thy power and thy faithfulness also concerning the seasons. And when we see the cold earth, then we do well to examine all of our hearts, whether that is still a picture of our heart. And Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that are exercised with everything that has taken place, that so oftentimes they have to lament that their heart resembles the cold of a winter day, and that it is a blessing and a privilege when those troubled souls may be given to beg of thee. And thou was written in thy holy word, thou was promised unto you that fear thy name, and thou as a people that fear thee, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And then, Lord, it has pleased thee for another week to spare the whole congregation, although the tidings of death have come into family circles, a word has pleased thee by the cold hand of death. O Lord, wilt thou remember that father and mother, a word has pleased thee to take out of their midst by the cold hand of death a little son of 6 days old. He was brought into eternity. Oh, the hand that has taken him away, may that hand also uphold those parents, the grandparents, and the whole family circle. And then another family circle has received the tidings that a brother was ushered into eternity, their second sibling. And then it is clear that thou takest not by the order of age. And then we humbly ask thee, may these serious callings be sanctified in the midst of the family circles. And then many thoughts have multiplied, many wounds that have never been closed have been opened afresh. And wilt thou so remember all the mourning ones in our midst? Wilt thou uphold and wilt thou comfort them? And that out of that mourning, another mourning may be born, O Lord. Teach us then to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom's way. Wilt thou impress upon all of our hearts the shortness, the reality, and the solemnity of our life, and the certainty of death, of judgment, and of eternity? And now thou grantest this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek thee while thou mayest be found, and call upon thee while thou art near. And to that end, O Lord, do pour out thy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children, because by nature we are so lost, we are undone, lying under thy wrath, and that is necessary to learn. That is the work of the Spirit, that we can never save ourselves. And now by renewal, we may commence another season of Advent, where our fathers thought it was profitable for thy church to be given to meditate upon the advent of thy dear Son in the flesh. And, Lord, wilt thou now work that Advent need? There is a great need in all of our lives, but the natural man, he understands it, he sees it not, although there can be some troubling and convictions. And to that end, in this season, O Lord, do work that need by the first time, but also in continuance, wilt thou grant those Advent prayers, that urgency. The church of old has cried, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down. Wilt thou grant that Advent expectation and that waiting, that earnest waiting upon thee? Wilt thou grant an Advent faith to believe what thou hast spoken, and thou hast a people upon the earth that needs to hear it out of thy mouth, because what we take shall not have value? But, Lord, may it also in this season to give that Advent fulfillment, that rejoicing, and that communion, that the church may be given to end in thee. And then not only for the first time, but each time by renewal, those Advent exercises, because the prophet of old has declared that ye shall know if you follow on to know, to receive those further leadings in the mysteries of salvation. May we be given to commend one another unto thee in prayer. Do bind the reality, the importance of the matter upon the heart, because it is written in thy word, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. And then the wrath of God abideth upon him. We humbly ask thee, may it please thee, to use thy holy word to that end in this morning hour. And then we commend unto thee all the temporal needs. The handicapped daughter returned to the hospital, although the doctors hope that her stay this time may be of short duration. May thou then bless the means. Wilt thou remember, uphold together with the family circle. And, Lord above, that the calling may be sanctified. We commend unto thee a father who was in the hospital, underwent surgery. May the means have been blessed. Wilt thou grant recovery, healing, and strengthening? But above all, then thou wert speaking in a special way. May he be given to say with that little Samuel, speak, for thy servant heareth. Remember his dear wife, the family circle. Wilt thou remember all those that are under the physician's care in special ways, undergoing treatments with all the fears and with all the concerns? Remember those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind. Remember all the crosses and remember all the burdens. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help. Open thy precious testimony, and may thy word go forth with power divine. Grant a good hour in thy house. Wilt thou grant an advent people amongst us that is the work of the Spirit? And may the number be increased amongst us and our children. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 415. The stanzas 2 and 4. Unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided clearly I thy paths may see. And what follows, Psalter 415, the stanzas 2 and 4. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 4, the verses 25 and 26. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me an other seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord. Our text words speak of the advent and precipitation of Adam and Eve, with four thoughts in the first place upon God's promise. Secondly, disappointed in Cain. Thirdly, severed in Abel. And in the fourth place, revived by Seth. The advent and precipitation of Adam and Eve upon God's promise, disappointed in Cain, severed in Abel, and revived by Seth. Beloved congregation, the Lord is granted by renewal that we may enter another Advent season. Our forefathers have thought that it was profitable for the church for 4 weeks to especially meditate upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, concerning the Old Testament, the New Testament, and when the Lord works by His Spirit, then the Spirit grants such an Advent church. We know we live in an age that it has so much become commercialized. And then for us and our children, then we need to stand on our watch and our guard, that slowly but surely that we go somewhat along with it. Our boys and girls can understand, for Adam and Eve, when they have witnessed and seen those cherubims with that sword turning every side, driven out of paradise, then Christmas lights and presents would have no value. Not to misunderstand does not mean that fathers and mothers may not get gifts to our children, but according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22, to abstain from all appearance from evil, that we refrain in the season of Advent, because for little children, then we can understand when they receive presents, and then parents can tell them this is not for Christmas, but then when they receive presents, like the world does maybe a few weeks earlier, than what the children shall focus on. The angel has said to Joseph in Matthew 1 verse 21, and his name shall be called Jesus, because he shall come to save his people from their sins. Are there sinners in my midst? We know it with our mind. Can be with some emotion, with some conviction. But have we now learned the exceeding sinfulness of sin? And I read in Matthew 9 verse 12, they that are whole need not the physician, but they that are sick. And in Luke 19 verse 10, that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save those that are lost. And in John 16, the verses 8 through 10, when he has come, that is the Holy Spirit, he shall reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Jesus, he has come to save lost sinners. And then the question is, have we now, by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, become such a lost sinner? May I ask you, have you now tried to save yourself? And if that is the case, then you shall be enabled to tell how that has went and that goes. And now in the Advent season, then in the first place, the exercises of the Old Testament church. In the second place, the way that the Lord leads his children. In the third place, in the life of the child of God, then there are continual exercises. We have put that question in the midst of the congregation from Psalm 27, the verses 13 and 14. What are you now waiting for? And now we read in Hosea 6, verse 3, and that concerns the living church, that ye shall know, if you follow on to know, thus for the church in the way of advent, for a further instruction, for a further leading. And now in Genesis 4, then we have a true advent church. Our parents, they have taken of that forbidden tree, of that forbidden fruit. And then in Genesis 3, then we find the way of conversion, because that has not changed since the Lord has converted Adam and Eve. And then they have received a mother promise. Oh, that those cherubims with that sword, what a witness and what a reminder that was, what they have done, and then the consequences of sin, thorns and thistles, that they were called to labor in the sweat of their face. But they had a promise. Genesis 3 verse 15, between that seed, the enmity, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and that a seed would be born that would bruise the head of Satan. and now Adam and Eve. Then they had a matter to plead upon, not only upon hopes, expectations, emotions, and feelings, but they had a word which the Lord has spoken to them personally, and that is what the true church needs and desires. It is true. All the promises in God's word, they are yea and amen for the living church, but the child of God, they need a personal promise, because what they take, that shall not have value. And now when Adam and Eve, then they could tell us what the Lord has spoken unto them concerning a promised seed. And therefore they had an expectation, an advent expectation, upon what the Lord has promised concerning that seed. And how is it now with us when we stand on the threshold of another Advent season? Oh, the necessity. We read in John 3, verse 3, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Need to become new creatures by renewal. The tidings of death have been heard. A little child of 6 days, a father of 51 years old, many empty places amongst us. And now Adam and Eve, in the sight of those cherubims with that sword, laboring in the sweat of their face, and then the devil, and it is true, there's much we cannot understand, also concerning the wiles of the devil, but then the devil in the beginning, only two human beings upon the earth, how they must have been assaulted and attacked concerning what they have done, that the devil has tried to drive them to despair because they have plunged the whole human posterity into the greatest misery. And it is true, Adam has received the faith, because when the Lord grants a promise, then the spiritual also grant that faith to embrace it. But now in Advent, Adam and Eve, concerning that promised seed, because Adam has declared he has called the name of his dear wife Eve, because she was the mother of the all living, of the living. Our second thought, disappointed in Cain. Then Eve was expecting a child. And of course, for a newly married couple, then also everything is new. But especially for Adam and Eve, they have never heard and witnessed that a child was born. And now when Eve was expecting, then everything became different in her life. And so it is with an expecting church. When the Spirit works, then everything becomes different in their life. Then they receive exercises by the Spirit concerning God, concerning sin, and the need to be pardoned of their great and manifold sins. Oh, then surely for Eve and Adam, then there were many puzzling matters, many things that they could not explain. But concerning their Advent exercises, because the Lord has promised them a seed, and then Adam has called his wife Eve, the mother of all living. And then we have heard it, that Cain was born. And then in the first verse, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Capital letters, all capital letters, Jehovah. That was the birth announcement, and it is implied. And many commentators believe that Cain, because as the Lord not promised that she would receive a seed that would defeat the seed of the serpent, that she believed when she has held her little Cain, that he was the promised seed promised in Genesis 3 verse 15. Oh, she was not mistaken concerning the promise, but concerning the person. And so also the child of God, we have sung together from Psalm 25, that the Lord needs to show and the Lord needs to lead. Thus then for Adam and Eve, great expectation that the promise had been fulfilled and that the born son, that he was him that would defeat Satan and all the powers of hell. And then we can understand what a close eye that Adam and Eve, and when the Lord works, then we have many exercises concerning the Lord, his law, and concerning his word, that Adam and Eve with great expectation that Cain was the promised child. But what a discouragement and disappointment when they were given to behold that their little Cain had a perverse and contrary will, that he was not a holy child. Who can bring a clean out of an unclean child? And then it cannot be different than Adam and Eve. They have done their due diligence to instruct their little Cain in the things of the Lord, that he may walk in the fears of the Lord. And when there were times in the life of Cain that he was a more obedient boy, then their hopes were revived that perhaps that Cain was indeed the promised child. But it did not become better. With all the instruction, all the efforts, O Adam and Eve, how they must have pointed Cain to those cherubims with that sword, how Adam and Eve must have said, oh boy, the Lord has created us perfectly behind those cherubims, paradise, joy. We were given to praise the Lord. But we have disobeyed, and the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, and now it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And my boy, then the Lord has given the mother promise that a seed would be born. Ah, the Lord, he has called us, where art thou? And then we have learned that the fig leaves, that they could not cover us before that great God. We have been clothed with skins. And then it continued, and it became evident that Cain only became worse. Strew Thanksgiving Day, brought a sacrifice. Also his brother Abel, because both boys were instructed. There are even some commentators, based upon the language of the first two verses of Genesis 4, that Cain and Abel were perhaps twins, we do not know, but that both boys were instructed, and then the Lord accepted Abel and a sacrifice and not Cain. And then Cain was filled with bitter enmity that the Lord has not accepted his religion. Ah, the self-righteous world. Then bitter enmity that the Lord does not take over their religion, that they do not have what the true child of God has, as a poor, a lost, a needy sinner to be saved by free and sovereign grace and to be brought to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. And that finally, that Cain, he has become a murderer. He has murdered his brother Abel. Lord has arrayed him before his judgment seat. Where's thy brother? Am I my brother's keeper? And then Cain, it's written, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Can also be translated, my iniquity is greater than it can be forgiven. To count the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ an unclean thing. And then he went out from the presence of the Lord. Are there souls that understand it? With an Advent expectation to be so taken up with our Cain, hoping that by Cain we can be saved. Because when the Lord works, then we have much to do with those cherubims and with that sword. We have much to do with our sin, with death, and with eternity. And then on account of that love that the Lord sheds in her heart, faith worketh by love. And then we have love for the Lord, for his attributes, for his word, for his law, everything that pertains to the Lord. And then we learn the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and we know what it is to weep those bitter tears. Not in the first place, not exclude the consequences of sin, but the character of sin. And that sin causes separation, and we need to be reconciled. And then try to satisfy the Lord by our works. And when Cain, when he behaves quite well, then such a soul may hope and may be given to rejoice, hoping that Cain will become better and better, by the way of instruction and by the way of prayer. But then it is the Spirit's teaching that teaches them, Romans 3, verse 20, that by the works of the law no flesh can be justified. And then to learn Cain even has become a murderer. and the enmity against free and sovereign grace. Romans 8, verse 7. The one is led deeper than the other. The Jews, they have cried out, crucify him, crucify him. Thus disappointed in Cain. Have we learned it? That with all our doing and not doing, still a guilty sinner. And Adam and Eve, with the word of promise received, when that takes place, Solomon 119, verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. But we have heard it, not only Cain, but they have also received a son called Abel. Cain, that means possession, acquired. Our third thought, severed and Abel, let us first sing. Psalter 342, the four stanzas. Oh, let my supplicating cry by thee, my gracious Lord, be heard. Give wisdom and deliver me according to thy faithful word. And what follows, 342, the four stanzas. the advent and separation of Adam and Eve. Upon God's promises, disappointed in Cain, and in Cain it is what I read in Galatians 3 verse 10. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law. The descendants of Cain, they were busy building their own kingdom. They were also used upon the earth, because we have heard that they have invented many things. In verse 20, we read of husbandry. In verse 21, of music, the harp and the organ. And in verse 22, industry concerning metals. Thus a place upon the earth. But now the descendants of Cain, in the year 1656, all the descendants upon the earth of Cain, they were destroyed by the flood. But now thirdly, severed and Abel. And Abel, that means breath, vanity, vapor, transitory. The reason why he received that name, it is not written in God's word. Was he a very weakly or a frail child? We leave it lie. But now Abel, he was a religious boy. He feared the Lord. And what an encouragement we have stated. And whether they were twins or Abel was born sometime later, this is not declared in God's word. But then Adam and Eve, they were exercised with an advent promise concerning a promised seed. Are there also fathers and mothers exercised with their children concerning their eternal welfare? Few fathers and mothers exercised with the promise and busy with that promise. We have heard it, that with Cain, oh, how Adam and Eve must have spoken to one another. Spoken about the promise that was spoken to them, and that Eve has said, and of course it is clear also in our text when it is written that she has called him Seth in Genesis 5, then it is written that Adam has called his boy so. Thus it is clear, together as parents, and that they have said, have we now been mistaken? Call them Cain, because I have received a man from the Lord, given to rejoice in God's gift. And have we now been mistaken? Child of God knows those times. One goes all upside down. All impossible, at their wit's end. But now there was their Abel. And then it was evident when the Lord works, shall become evident that the Spirit is working, that Abel was a boy that feared the Lord. And on Thanksgiving Day, taking the fat of the flock, so that was the main difference, because Cain is taken of the grain of the field. Cain has dared to come before the Lord on Thanksgiving Day without blood. But Abel, he has come with the fat of the flock. The blood has flown. It is clear that the Lord has given instruction to our parents concerning sacrifices, even between clean and unclean. Think of Noah when he went into the ark. Thus Abel has come on Thanksgiving Day with blood, pointed to the promised seed, and then a sacrifice was accepted. We have went to Abel and says, "Boy, can you now tell us what has taken place?" Then Abel could tell how that the Lord has accepted a sacrifice, as some think. Fire has come down from heaven to consume, nevertheless, to receive the approval of the Lord. Oh, then Adam and Eve, then undoubtedly, when they have seen their boy Cain coming more indifferent and harder, and Abel walking in the tender fear of the Lord, that Adam and Eve have spoken to one another that the promised seed must be Abel. This expectation and what has now taken place. Abel persecuted and Abel murdered. Thus Adam and Eve lost two boys in one day. One murdered and the one fleeing from the presence of the Lord. What a deep way for Adam and Eve. Thus concerning their Advent expectation, disappointed in Cain and severed or cut off in Abel, because Abel was murdered. He was no more. Are there souls that understand it? Oh, in the beginning, so taken up with their Cain. And when Cain may behave quite well, when the love may fill in their hearts and they may be given to walk in the ways of the Lord, to withstand temptation, hoping by instruction to become holier and holier, and so to please and to be reconciled. But by the further uncovering, flesh is never converted, but then given to put their expectation in their Abel, in their religious exercises, and how happy they are with an Abel, when they may be given to so willingly and cheerfully offer sacrifices, oh, the fattest, on account of that love, the throne of grace, to receive that special opening, that special pleading. And then, when they may receive an answer from the Lord, that their sacrifice has been accepted, then how such a one is given to rejoice with unspeakable joy. Oh, they're able of their tears, their experience, their repentance, their godly sorrow, their faith and their hope, what they may receive out of the hand of the Lord, then how joyful and happy they are. But in the true work of the Lord, it is the work of the Spirit to lead such a soul. And what a deep work that is. Jeremiah 45, verse 4, all that I have planted, I will pluck out. What I have built, I will break down. To not only learn, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them, but also with him able. That way the Spirit also cuts off. Do we not read in Isaiah 64, verse 6, we are all an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That with all our religious exercises, experiences, they cannot be missed. But that the child learns that they cannot satisfy justice. And how it is the Holy Spirit's work in the life, the true child of God. One that goes deeper than another. But they shall experience the Cain, and with an Abel, that justice is not satisfied. They need to be reconciled. Oh, for an Adam and Eve. We have many parents that have lost a child, a deep, unfathomable way. For Adam and Eve to lose both their children in one day, and with an advent promise. Thus our history speaks of a cutting off work. It is the work of the Spirit. Our old fathers have spoken of a threefold cutting off. When the Lord works, of our sins, a hating and a fleeing of sin. Blessed are they that mourn. Second place, cutting off by our works. Third place, the losing of our life. For Adam and Eve, oh, the earth has received the blood of Abel. But the earth has also received the tears of Adam and Eve with the promise, an advent expectation. Chapter 4, verse 1. How that they were given to rejoice with the birth of Cain. I have received a man of the Lord. But now, in our text words, because the Lord, oh, how they must have laid it before the Lord. Lord, hast thou not spoken of a seed of the woman? Lord, hast thou granted not faith to embrace that promise? I have called my dear wife Eve, the mother of all living. Our hopes, our expectations, we have rejoiced, we have sung. Disappointed in Cain and severed in Abel, shall the Lord then forget Adam and Eve? Cannot be, shall not be. We can know it with our mind. But now to be given to embrace and to believe it. And now in the fourth place, revived by Seth. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. And Seth means appointed to compensate. And it is true in chapter 5, verse 3, also Seth. And Adam lived in chapter 5, verse 1, concerning Adam in the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. And in verse 3, and Adam lived 130 years, as Adam and Eve, they have waited for many years for their Seth. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image. The Seth was not a son born in the image of God, but after the image of Adam. Nevertheless, for God said, she hath appointed me an other seed. And then in our text words, the promise in Genesis 3, verse 15, that concerns the seed. In the birth announcement of Cain, then she is not spoken of a seed, but of a man. But now with the birth announcement of Seth, then she is used the language in that mother promise of the seed of the woman. For God said, she hath appointed me an other seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Thus when Seth was born, then Adam and Eve, they were still, shall never forget the uncovering work of the Spirit. They were still remembering it, concerning their hopes and expectations with Cain, their works, Abel, their religious exercises, but it has all been cut off. The one has fled from the Lord, the other was murdered, buried, but now the Lord has given an other seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Thus their advent exercises and expectations, they were renewed and revived. It's not a strange matter in the life of the child of God. With everything they have experienced, what they have received, they believe they have received, then in the life of the child it is a desire that it may be solved, that it may be confirmed, instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord. Thus that means when Enos was born, the world was 245 years old. And then when Enos was born in his life, then man publicly, does not mean before that time there was not a remnant, but it was so hidden that in the time of Enos there was a revival. They began to call upon the name of the Lord. In the marginal notes, they call themselves also by the name of the Lord. It became more public, the service of the Lord, because that expression, calling upon the name of the Lord, that concerns the serving of the Lord. Thus then, for an Adam and Eve, their hopes and their expectations had been revived concerning the promised seed. Does not say that Adam and Eve believed that Seth was the promised seed. That is not particular, but still, as appointed, their hopes were revived. And so when the Old Testament church, the church exercised with the coming of the promised Messiah, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down. And how is it now with us? What are our exercises, our expectations in this season? We need those living exercises wrought by the Spirit. We need to be born again. Become as a little crying child that desires the sincere milk of the Word. We need to learn the exceeding sinfulness of our sin. We need to be uncovered. As a general rule, we do not learn so quickly. Oh, then we can be each time with our Cain disappointed, become so hopeless. But when Cain does a little better, then a little expectation. And also need to learn with everything that we have experienced by the grace of God that it is not the promised seed. We need a mediator who stands between a holy and a righteous God and a poor lost sinner. Matthew 1, verse 21. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he shall come to save his people from their sins, young and old. Not asking whether you are a sinner, that we all are. Have you become a sinner? Have you become a great sinner? Have you become a lost sinner? With your Cain and with your Abel, everything coming to an end. Everything cut off. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Let us close. Lord, May it please thee to grant it by the work of thy Holy Spirit. We need to be converted as thou wast converted Adam and Eve, to be called, to be uncovered, to be taught and instructed concerning that only name given under heaven, our Lord, can all be so hidden. But it is now the work of the Spirit. Wilt thou grant it in this season? Remember so young and old. Watch over us in this day. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Remember man and beast in the winter weather. And may it please thee to return us to thy house in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 362, the stanzas 1 and 3. From out the depths I cry, O Lord, to thee. Lord, hear my call. I love thee, Lord, for thou hast heed my plea, forgiving all. And what follows, the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service this coming Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. And next week, Sunday, there will be reading services. And Reverend Adams hopes to serve the Sunnyside congregation. And the banner of truth is at the exit, 362, 1 and 3.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.